Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant coming to you from the Saltmarsh Library with the Astro Blast podcast and my sidekick,
Mrs. Bernard.
Hey. And we have a special guest with us today to talk about a club that she is involved with. And who do we have here today?
You have Ms. Larkin here. Happy to be here.
Aww. Hello, Ms. Larkin. I'm glad you're happy to be here. And so aren't we.
I know. Welcome.
So, Ms. Larkin, what is your role here at Pinkerton Academy?
So I am an associate dean here. I work with the freshmen. And this is my first year back in the freshman office. Love it there.
Good. So well, fun. Welcome back. And we love you being there. So, yeah, although we do miss the wonderful Mrs. Bernard, but it is nice to have you, Ms. Larkin.
Thank you, Mr. Constant.
You are welcome.
Can I just ask you, I mean, in your former life, you were a world language teacher, correct?
Eso es la verdad.
Oh, I was waiting for that. That's what I wanted. Yeah. Hitting us up with some fancy language.
Español.
Sí, sí.
Sí, bueno.
So good. So before we get to sort of that kind of stuff, we have some things that are happening.
Yeah, the happenings here at Pinkerton Academy. As always, we have basketball going on. Mm-hmm. So tonight, I know the girls take on somebody. Keene, right here.
It looks that way.
Good for them.
It actually looks like girls are at 6 and boys are at 7.
Oh, nice. So come on out and support.
Oh, no. The boys play at Keene at 7. Girls are here.
Boys have a nice bus ride out there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So a couple other things that I have that were read on the announcements today. The CTE applications are now open to underclassmen. So we know that's a big thing.
Yeah. Can I jump in on that one?
You sure can.
I used to, in my former life, I was part of CTE for a year. So that is huge that you get on and you fill out that registration form. And if you have any questions, please get over to the low building. Second floor, which is kind of the main floor, the CTE office is there. Pop in, ask any questions you have, but those fill up quick, and those are classes. I mean, all our classes are tremendous here, but those are really important for you for your vocation and your life past Pinkerton. So please get on that.
The applications are received until February 10th, so and I know that they do fill. So
they do.
The sooner the better. And I can also say that they are amazing at answering questions and kind of helping you out. They have some great individuals there and some really fantastic programs.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. We also have, are you ready to battle it out in a riveting volleyball game?
Ooh, I am.
Yeah, so I think our intramural program is looking for teams.
March 15th is the big day, so you know, got to sign up. I think you have a maximum of 10 players.
And
I
you need at least six.
Yeah.
And there's a $10 registration fee. So fun.
I was asked to officiate, but I kind of want to play. Not sure what I'm going to do.
Oh, man. I'm going to take a video of that. I have a video of Mr. Constant ice skating.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up again.
That was also riveting.
Yes, it was.
All right.
And then we also have, Astrothon. April 1, April 2. You get to stay all night at Pinkerton Academy.
Who doesn't want to stay all night?
I'm telling you. We have to kick kids out of here sometimes, and here you go. You get to stay overnight, 8 to 8 a.m. I love it.
Yeah.
8 p.m. 8 a.m.
And if you're a club or you have a group that wants to be a part of it, it's a fundraiser for the Boston Children's Hospital, and I know it was extremely successful last year. I don't even want to quote the amount of money they raised,
it was thousands.
Yeah, so going on again, going to be strong, awesome event.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on here at Pinkerton Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Go Astros.
That's right.
Uh-huh. So with that in mind, we have a club that we're going to talk about today.
We are. It's a brand new club started this year. Ms. Larkin is the advisor. Can you talk about that, Ms. Larkin?
Oh, sure. I would love to. So we do have a chess club. We meet every Wednesday in room 6310. We meet at 7:15. No. We meet at 2:15, and we go to about 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
pretty
cool.
But you don't have to stay that whole time.
No. Some students actually will leave around 3:30. It's really based on when you finish playing a game and whether or not you want to start up another game. So we have students coming right at 2:15, but then some leave 3:30, and some stay a little after 4 if they're still working on that game. We have about 11 players that are just always there, which That's is right. really cool, yeah. really mm, good core
that's
group.
So awesome.
But we also have a lot of drop-ins, like students who are just checking it out or can't make it every week, and we see them, you know, every 2 or 3 weeks. So it's very low key. Mm-hmm. So come on over, play a game or two, and have some fun.
And let me clarify, 6310 is in the Academy building. That's the freshman building, the top floor. It's kind of just past the bathrooms.
Yep, yep, thank yeah. you. And something else I wanted to point out is that it is not a club just for people who know how to play already. It is for all levels, meaning if you don't know how to play, you are welcome too. And a lot of times the club starts out with some type of mini lesson.
Oh, nice.
And different club members will get up with something that they want to talk about an
so
opening
cool.
move or, you know, something like that. So it's really kind of cool.
Nice.
That's super cool. I want to let you know that Mr. Danable has a chess board in his office.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he just brought it in for our Flex students, and it's a baseball theme. So
oh.
there's two different baseball teams.
What players?
You know what? That's not my world, but I'm going to guess Mets are involved.
No.
No. Mm. It's the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
you knew that?
He got the board from Ms. Larkin, actually.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't even look at that.
He came and picked it up
that's
just
amazing.
The other day.
Okay.
So, yes,
but
we're trying to, yeah, we're trying to spread chess across campus.
Yes.
So now we've got a chess board in the arts building. But I also just saw some kids playing chess here in the library. So I think there's a lot of students that already play or are beginning to play. So come on down to the chess club on Wednesday and join us. It'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
We also
have a chess
game going on in the freshman office. And it's a community chess game. You stop in, you make a move, you write it down, and the next person comes along and makes a move for the other, whether it be black or white pieces. So it's a lot of fun to do. Talk about chess and the, like, I feel like there's a lot of educational benefits from playing chess, the thought process that goes into it.
Most definitely. Anything from math equations mm-hmm. To logic to thinking ahead and planning and organizing. Mm-hmm. So there's
executive functioning.
Yes, nice word there,
you
Mr.
Like
Constant.
I slipped that in there?
Yes,
that's hard.
Yeah, so there's so much involved. A sportsmanship, believe it or not.
True.
So
has
yeah.
anyone kicked the game over? Like they lost and they
just me. No, not true. Which interestingly enough, a lot of the students are way, way better than I am or will ever be.
Yeah.
So if you are learning to up your game, this is a good place for some good competition as well. If not, you can just play me.
That's
kidding.
Awesome. So fun.
But
we
always
that.
Stress the idea of getting involved, and this is just one more thing here at Pinkerton Academy, one more activity that we've added. And Ms. Larkin, we thank you for adding this. I know you really have put your heart and soul into this. Just full disclosure, Ms. Larkin took a day off of school last year to go to a workshop to learn how to incorporate chess into the classroom.
Amazing.
And it's come to fruition.
So cool.
I mean, sometimes we go to these workshops and go, ooh, I don't know if I can really do that. But Ms. Larkin has come full circle and has started this club. And while it sounds, only 11 kids, but there are other kids that come in. And the kids come in and ask questions about it. And there really is a strong interest. So if you have any inkling, come on out and try it out, 6310 in the Academy building, Wednesday afternoon.
Yep, and I'd like to get one more plug in there.
Well,
if
I don't
know.
Should we let her?
I suppose.
I think we can do that.
So right now, the chess team or the chess club members are working on either a round robin or a tournament or some type of challenge with staff.
All right.
So they're really interested in getting some of the teachers and staff members to come and play a few games with the chess club members. So we're looking at March. Don't have a date yet, but certainly any students not in the club who are interested in that, you are welcome too. But some of our teachers and staff out there go to chess.com and start brushing up.
That's so cool.
I did hear you slip a little with chess team. You were about to say that. So I want to ask you, are there teams out there? Are there other schools that compete?
So, yes, there are teams, and that's actually something we were talking about today with a couple of key members about planning to go to tournaments. I think we'd still be labeled as a chess club, but we would go as a team and then play in actual tournaments. That's about a year out. We're in the planning stages for that.
But are other schools doing? Do other schools have chess clubs and things like that?
Yes,
you done any?
No, we haven't played any other schools yet.
No. I understand. But there are schools that do have this, right? So
yes.
We could set something up here at Pinkerton and we could invite other schools to come. I say let's roll with that for
That's
sure.
That's so cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really neat. Thank you for bringing that to our students.
Yeah, thank you for
great.
Having me here.
That's great.
That's right. So we need to ask her our question.
Oh, our question.
Yeah. So we're putting you on the hot seat.
Oh, good.
And we want to know if you have any shout outs for anyone in our community. We just like to ask that of our guests.
Oh, boy. Jeez. I think I'm going to keep it with Chess Club for this one.
Good, yeah.
I have a really big shout out to Nordica, who has been really instrumental in working on getting this event with staff and students to play chess. She has taken on the leadership role in it. She's been planning it. She's got others involved to help her. And I just really like the leadership that I'm seeing there. So a big shout out to Nordica Dupree.
Well
that's
done.
Wonderful.
All right.
Good job, Nordica.
Yeah. So anything else, Mr. Constant?
Oh, I don't know. I can't think of anything great.
I think just that we are heading into the end of semester one. We have one more week of classes, and then we get into midterms. So you guys stay focused.
Yes,
we have 3 days of flex next week.
I was going to say, make sure you sign up for your flex teachers that you need to get extra help from and maybe make up a class or two with them. Make sure you get that done.
All righty. I think that's about it.
All right. You have a wonderful weekend. Hey, Martin Luther King Jr. weekend.
Enjoy the long weekend, folks.
MLK.